Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here, VideoCopilot.net, and welcome to another amazing Spider-Man tutorial. And what we're going to be doing is creating this organic mesh. I don't know what it is. I don't know what I was doing, but looks pretty cool, and we'll go and tackle this in 3D Max right now. First, we'll create a sphere. So come over to the Create Palette, and we'll draw it in there. And we'll go to the Modify, and we're going to turn the segments down to maybe 8, maybe 12. Turn on Edged Faces, and just somewhere where there's not too many. And then we'll right-click Convert to Editable Poly. And we'll move this over, give us some room here. And we'll take the face selection, and we just want to click on a bunch of random faces. So hold down Control and just pick a bunch of different faces. You can use some of these orbit tools to fly around your scene if you don't know the shortcuts, but I'm just holding down Alt and middle dragging to orbit. So we're just gonna grab some random faces like that, and we'll click on the bevel, and we'll click Apply and Apply and Apply. Just want to create some faces and hit OK. And then we'll turn on the Turbo Smooth. So we'll select the mesh. We'll come over here to the Modify, and at the bottom, you'll see Turbo Smooth. So we turn that on, and now it's somewhat a smooth mesh. But we're not finished. We're going to go Edit Poly again and click on the faces. And again, randomly click a bunch of different faces. So, you know, just have fun, you know, the more the better, the more the merrier, as they say. And try not to pick faces that are next to each other. Okay, so you get the idea. And again, we're gonna go into the bevel, and we'll just turn it up. And we'll bring it in a bit, and maybe one more for good measure. Or actually, just click Apply. And then OK. So now we just have pieces going everywhere. And again, we'll add another Turbo Smooth on top of all this. So Turbo Smooth at the bottom there. And so now we have that thing you see on all the vacuum commercials and all the disinfectant commercials that tell you that they get rid of 99.9% of these. Well, this is the leftover one that we're going to use. Again, we're going to add a noise modifier on top. So click on noise, and we'll turn the scale down to 20. And we'll come here, maybe set it to 10 by 10 by 10. And that kind of gives it kind of a wild look. And we can turn the scale up. And you can actually turn on the animate button. And so now you have some sort of monstrous sea creature that is, you know, coming to kill you. It's doing a little dance, and then it's coming to kill you. So, the cool part about this tutorial is going to be the procedural texturing we're going to add. So, I'm going to hit M, and the texturing we're going to use is, we'll just use one of these base materials. I'm going to drop that out here, and we'll turn up the glossiness a bit. And for the diffuse, we'll click on that. We're going to add a mix map, and we'll choose OK. And for the mix operator, we're going to use a noise. So to kind of explain this, a mix map is just an operator that allows you to mix two separate maps together. So in this case, we're mixing together black and white. And the way it's being blended is with a noise map. So if you look at a noise map by itself, it looks like that. And that little button lets you see the map you're at. And so this noise, if I scale it down, maybe to 10, 25 or so, that map is what's blending these two colors together. So easy enough. We're going to go into the noise, and we want to add a few little things to it. Okay, what I want to do is sharpen up our noise. So first, we'll go ahead and set it back to about 60. And turn it to fractal, which gives it a little bit more noise detail. And we're going to go ahead and bring the high amount to about 0.5 and the low amount to about 0.4. And that way it's just a little bit more contrasted, so you can kind of see what that does. Maybe turn that up to 5 so that there's a little more detail. So go and pull out. All right, we'll click on the first map. We'll add a cellular, and that kind of looks like that. We'll set it to fractal and turn the size up to about 40. And I might go into the color here and just brighten it up. So it's just a little bit more contrast. And we'll close that and we'll move up. Okay, we'll go ahead and add the second map. So click on it. We're going to add a noise and choose OK. And we're going to set it to fractal and we're going to make it very small, like 1. And then we'll go out. And so basically that's what we have at this point. So we'll go and close that and we'll move up. And so now we have this sort of funky map. And what I'm going to do then is take it and drop it into the bump channel. And we'll make it a copy and we'll set it to about 50. So if I click on here and show that. Okay, so if I render this out quick, you can see we have a very weird looking texture. And that's fine. We're probably going to add the color at this point. So we'll go into the diffuse channel. And actually, what I'm going to do is start this diffuse channel over. So we're going to use that for just the bump map. And we're going to come in here and we're going to copy the noise. So copy the noise only. And we're going to go ahead and add a fall off. So we'll click on the diffuse, we'll choose fall off. And the fall off is a very cool map that really gives you lots of possibilities. And if I go in here, maybe I'll change the color here to, you know, like a reddish color. And maybe make this black. I'll go ahead and render this out. You know, it can be used to create some very, very interesting, you know, results. Sometimes it can look, you know, it can look cellular and, you know, kind of have a micron look to it. In this case, we're going to go ahead and make this somewhat a red color. And for this slot, we're going to right click and paste a copy of our noise texture that we just created. And we'll go into that and we'll go ahead and swap it so the black is here, and we'll make this color sort of a brownish color. And then we'll go ahead and close that. So blur this out a little bit, maybe 20 or so. And so now if we render our image, you can see we're sort of mixing that together, and it kind of creates the look of multiple surfaces and multiple, you know, areas and textures. So it's pretty cool. I might darken this and, you know, desaturate this one a little bit. So depending on, you know, what you want it to look like, those are the ones you want to play with. And we'll go back up, come up here. We'll set the specular color to like a goldish orange color. And so we kind of zoom in here, and you can see we've got a pretty cool little object. And once you create that material, it looks kind of weird, but we can name it, you know, skin, close that. And then we can maybe duplicate a few of these little weird things. So we'll go hold down shift and just drag another copy over here. Maybe rotate it and, you know, fill the screen with these little monsters and, you know, render it out. One thing I also did was just added some 3D text. And one cool thing about the material I used there, just quickly adding some 3D text. There is a tutorial on creating some nice 3D text on the site too, so check that out. I'll just do it pretty quick here. And the material I used, hit M by the way to bring up the materials, is I just used a regular material with a slight self-illumination. and you know, that way it kind of looks pretty cool and blends a little bit better. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this tutorial. Be sure to check out videocopilot.net. We've got some other tutorials. We have the blog, the forum, and of course our great products. So be sure to check those out. Until then, I will see you next time.